All right. Coming up next to the stage, to the mic, to tell us a little bit about herself, you put your hands together for Sister D Gamer. Who can hold down a whole soprano section by herself. Alto said, I'm sorry, my bad. I'm sorry. She said, don't do that. I don't know that we've had much success outside of Mars getting people to, like, perform. Like, Sean didn't. Well, he did perform, but when I tried to give him freestyle, he was like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. It's good. Well, thank you so much for joining us here today. I really appreciate it. Yeah, we're going to put that mic up just a little bit. Yeah, so we just record. We put it right here. Just right here. I know.
I'm kidding.
Because she owned the mic all the time. All the time. My very first question is, having a birthday so close to Christmas, do you find yourself having to get one gift instead of two?
Oh, absolutely not.
Absolutely not?
Absolutely not. Please plan ahead. You have 11 other months to buy a gift. You can hold it. Do not ever combine the gift.
Ever.
Don't give me Christmas wrapping paper.
Oh.
I want balloons on my paper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the 18th, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's 7 days away.
That's right.
I mean, do you feel closer to Jesus because your birthdays are...
We like this.
Y'all like that? Would you ever wear a shirt that said, Jesus is my homeboy?
Maybe not homeboy, but I do have a shirt that says, Go Jesus, it's your birthday.
Oh, Christmas colors. Go Jesus, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Go, that's nice. Yeah. Speaking of t-shirts, can you tell us what the vibe is? What's the energy right now?
Dope chick, fresh kicks, lipstick, three things I feel like I am. You know, got the New Balance 327s on, a little bit of lipstick, and a little something.
And would you say that the color red is, does it do something for you?
The beloved crimson.
Mm.
Yeah, I have a particular affinity for crimson.
I thought
and
you would.
Cream.
Okay.
Yes, for the beloved Delta, Sigma, Theta, Sorority, Incorporated. Yes.
I absolutely love the way that you represent. And it's not just like representing the sorority. Mm-hmm. I mean, you represent your church. You represent your family. Mm-hmm. Like your daughter, like you, number one supporter. And I absolutely love that. Is that something that was like in your family growing up? Like, are you carrying on like this theme of support that you received growing up?
Absolutely. My parents were there for everything. One of the things I always talk about with my mom especially is like, how did she manage to be in like four places at one time?
Mm-hmm.
Never missing a game. I played three sports in high school. My sister played three sports in high school.
Wow.
We were in high school at the same time, freshman and senior.
Whew.
And my mom was always there.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would show up right after work. You see him at the corner of the bleachers in his little suit and tie.
Mm-hmm.
Right there in the corner looking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. With frowny face and all.
But they were there. So it's just, it's in my nature to celebrate. Now, my sister is the loud cheering person. So she's that mom that's like, yeah. I'm more like my dad. We're like, but I'm going to be there.
Yeah. What do you think kids feel when they get that support? Because you have a daughter. She's a sophomore.
Oh, no, honey. She's a senior.
She's a senior?
Can y'all pray for me?
Oh,
how
my
many weeks
God.
Do we have left? Because Nia's a senior.
Nia's a senior.
Yeah. They started kindergarten together, and now they're graduating together.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Full circle. What is that like?
I'm struggling.
Yeah?
It is this dichotomy, if you will, of excitement and fear. Well, not really fear. Yeah, fear.
It can be fear.
Let's just call it kind of what
fear.
It's a type
Marcus
of fear.
Marcus has a senior too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of scary because you think you've done everything. You trust that you've done everything.
Yeah.
But you also are like, but I still don't know what's going to happen.
I know.
Right?
I know.
I was telling a story earlier today where they just had spring break.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks ago, and my daughter doesn't drive yet.
Mm-hmm.
One more driving lesson than the test. But even something like that, it's like, okay, I want her to drive because I'm tired of driving her.
Yeah.
But I don't want her driving. I'm scared of that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So you want both things, and they don't really live together.
Yeah.
But I was driving to work, and it's spring break, and she's not in the car because I'm not taking her to school.
Mm.
And it hits me like, this is about to be my normal.
Every day.
By myself every day.
Ugh.
Yeah.
When it hasn't been for the last 17, 18 years.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when I was checking out your social media, and there is a post where you said, this is what I'm going to do when my kids get their own house. And it's like the parents coming in, like kicking their shoes off, like leaving the fridge open, knocking the pillows off.
I'm getting her back.
What do you like? Why did that resonate so deeply with you? Because I feel the same way. Mm-hmm. Like I'm gonna eat all the cereal. I'm gonna sit on the counter with the milk out on the thing. Like
every light in her house
on. Absolutely.
Okay? Yes. I might even leave a faucet on. Just good measure. Because these kids, I don't care how many times you love them.
Yeah.
But you tell them over and over and over again, they're still going to be kids. And, you know, you love them still, but I'm going to get some revenge.
Yeah, it's going to be revenge. Mm-hmm. What do you enjoy most about being a mom?
Watching her grow. I only have one, and then I have my stepson, Wesley. But even watching him grow and watching them grow into their own. So seeing her come to realizations of the type of person she wants to be, the type of relationships she wants to have, creating her own boundaries and coming aware of who she is.
Yeah.
I love seeing that because I can guide, but that's it.
Yeah.
My husband can guide, but that's it.
Yeah. Do you think there's any difficulty in raising young ladies in 2023 versus in 1980 when you was
When?
You're not an 80s baby?
I mean, technically, yes.
Okay.
I was born in 76. I'm not ashamed.
76?
I'm not ashamed.
I didn't put you a day over 41 and a half.
I'm a 70s baby.
No, okay.
Technically, but I mean, can you really count it if you're only four?
No.
4 years old
is a bell bottom? I was raised in the 80s.
No. Yeah. So, is it harder? I imagine that it is. Mm-hmm. I think social media makes things a little more difficult.
Yeah.
Perhaps even a lot more difficult.
Yeah.
And all that extra outside influence.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's more difficult raising boys than girls. I mean, I had a hand in raising my stepson since he was six.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think, this is a different environment. But at the same time, as parents, we do have opportunity to create boundaries for our kids.
Yeah.
And we did that. Like, for the longest, my daughter really has not had access to social media. Mm. And even in the last year, it's very limited.
Mm-hmm.
But just to really create opportunities for alternatives and to show them better than we can tell them.
Yeah, yeah. Now, speaking about being raised in, you know, birth and growing up, you're from Michigan.
Born and raised.
Yes, you have an M on the back of your car.
Yes, I do. My plate says Michigan.
That's
why I don't do bad things on the road, because I think people are going to remember me.
Yeah. That's why I don't put, like, church stickers on my car.
Oh, no.
I don't want to embarrass my church. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that.
There are no North Church stickers on my car.
Like, I don't.
I'm not alone either, so I feel okay saying that.
There we go. What's the biggest difference between Michigan and Oklahoma?
Ooh. I have always said that it's landscape, but not the literal landscape. Mm-hmm. I refer to Oklahoma as very flat.
Mm-hmm.
It is landscape flat. Compared to Michigan, I feel it is, you know, socially flat.
Mm.
And just, you know, I felt like growing up in Michigan, things just moved different. There was a flow, there's hills, there's more diversity of people, diversity of experiences. And I think if anything, that's what I miss the most about there. It's just that movement and the flow of things.
Yeah. And you can feel a city.
Oh, yeah.
Like for anybody that's traveled,
yeah.
Like when you go to a city and you start moving around and you hear the people, and like I was in Chicago.
Great
and
city.
I was walking down the street going to this little mom and pop place, and it's like the little the train that's above the street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, right? I'm like, I'm jumping around.
Yep.
And then there's these kids who were in a car, and they roll the window down and they like pull these water guns out, and I like hit the ground. Like I was like, come on, Chicago. Like I've been here one day.
See, that's the difference. I don't know that I would have just hit the ground. That might have been fighting time.
It was a fight?
I don't know.
I don't run towards stuff, though. I don't Superman that joint.
I've never had that situation, so I can't guarantee you that that's what I would do.
But yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the mom and me might.
I was
going to
say that's the mom.
What are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, it was funny. It was funny after water came out. But, like, you know, window down, I mean, I grew up in North Tulsa, like, you see people driving too slow, you know, it's like you get kids in the house, you know, you start, I mean, you just know how to pick up stuff, but I didn't see the water guns coming, like, I didn't see it coming. But
that's different.
But Chicago has a vibe.
It does.
Like, it does. I mean, East Coast has a vibe, like, D.C. has a vibe, Baltimore has a vibe, Philly got a vibe, like, and so when I think about people who live in other places and then they come to Oklahoma and then they stay. I'm like, why? Like, what's, like, what happened? Because I done been to the other cities.
I know. Well, my husband is a retired Oklahoma City Police Department officer. He served there for 26 years.
Yeah.
13 of those years we were married. So that alone is one of the reasons why I stayed here.
That alone.
If it was really up to me, mm-hmm. I would have been like, hey, babe, let's go. I'm ready to go.
Because
when I first moved here, mm-hmm. it was such a shock.
I can imagine.
That's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So whew. I'm sure a lot of y'all know what Oklahoma and Oklahoma City was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I was hungry at 6 o'clock on a Sunday.
And everything shut.
And I stayed hungry.
Yeah, you did.
The rest of that Sunday.
Uh-huh.
You know, back home, you know, White Castle was open 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
I don't get, you know, what we call them, choke burgers. I don't know why we call them choke burgers.
I call them puke burgers. Well, it's the worst food support I ever had was from White Castle.
Oh, it's not. It's delicious.
It's delicious going down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they're cheap. They're inexpensive. I got like 6 of them joints. Maybe I shouldn't have got 6 on the first try.
Just go with the 4 max.
Was that it?
Keep it simple. 4. Okay. 4 max.
Okay.
4 max. You got to grow into it.
Gotta,
but yeah, they like that rolled up the carpet in Oklahoma City. And
yeah.
That was a shock for me. I'm like, okay, well, I'm in the house. There's nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Yeah. To
do. And now it's a very different place, and it is much more of what I might call home.
Mm-hmm. Closer.
A little closer.
Yeah. You and your family are quite musical. Mm-hmm. And in fact, word on the street is y'all used to have some jam sessions in your house that I was never invited to.
Wait, oh, sorry.
Wait, would you invite to the jam sessions?
Oh, yes. We've got video footage somewhere. Oh, wait, don't leave. Wait, next time.
Sean, was you invited to the jam sessions? No, okay.
I'm sure you were.
All right.
Hey, you may. I think I'm going to go now.
Dang.
Everybody's invited.
Wait, did you go to the jam sessions?
Yep. Next time. We haven't, pre-COVID, yeah, we did a couple times, but you can come next time. Next time. We go way back. But we go way back because of We Tell Stories. And this, so there's one of those great. Next time. Next time.
Very musical family, yes. You all are.
Yes, reset.
Word on the street is that I used to have jam sessions in your house. And your daughter's quite musical as well. Where does that come from?
I would love to take some credit for it, but, you know, I guess it's just, you know, God decides.
So yeah.
She's incredible. Of course, my husband plays 2-3 instruments. He's mm-hmm. mostly a bass guitar player.
Yeah. Thumps.
He does. He does. I have to tell him, like, yeah, when you're up there, it's different.
Yeah.
We can feel like you bring it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of watch it like.
That's hilarious. Don't bring that bass to the house.
Bring the bass home. Don't be like that. I'm sanctified.
She says, saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on now.
Put the T on the end, though. On the Holy Ghost.
Got it.
Okay. No. But yeah, he's musical. Mm-hmm. I call myself a singer. I just, you know, it's like a, what's that, scene in Sister Act. This is for church.
This is for church. Yeah,
that's about all I do.
Yeah.
But she was really blessed with perfect pitch.
Really?
And it was fascinating discovering that where. Here she is, like 3-4 years old, we're riding in the car. I would always play classical music in the car because mm-hmm. I just feel like classical music
that panned
always,
out.
It really did. Right. That worked.
What instrument does she play?
She's a cellist.
Yes. She said it with a chest.
A cellist.
She's a cellist.
I mean, it's kind of dignified. She's a cellist.
I mean, she's a black cellist.
She's a black cellist.
A black female cellist.
Yes. And good, too. Mm-hmm. But we would listen to classical music because classical music tells a story.
Yeah.
And I learned that growing up from Bugs Bunny.
Mm.
Right? Watching Looney Tunes. And so I wanted to teach her how to hear the story in music.
Mm-hmm.
And so she would listen to that. And then sometimes we would sing in the car. And one day I was singing some song. It might have been from a Disney movie or something. And she goes, Mommy, why are you singing like that?
Mm.
And I'm like, I didn't think it was that bad. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did I not sing good? No, it's higher.
Oh.
Okay.
3 or 4
years old. And mm-hmm. a couple more times that happened. And next thing we realize, she knows the exact pitch you're supposed to be singing.
Mm-hmm.
And so then eventually we got her into an after-school orchestra. She learned to read music. And now when we're talking, she's like, oh, you're talking. That was a G.
Mm.
That was a C sharp. I'm like, that is so cool. I'm jealous.
Wow.
I'm real jealous.
Yeah. So when you think about music, like, I'm sure music touches her in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I know that people, when they perform and when they create music, I even see you on stage, and something happens when people tap into a special, secret, sensitive, supple place. Mm-hmm. Like, what does music do for you that, like, makes you vibrate at a different level, that brings joy and happiness? Like, what does music do for you?
What does it do for me? I would say more so the difference I feel when I'm singing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way, in a sense, to escape, but more so to tap in, especially being, you know, a worshiper.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to really focus on what's important,
mm-hmm.
and really filter out, okay, this day was rough. This week was rough.
Yeah.
This issue is rough. This part of my life is rough. All of that diminishes when I'm worshiping.
Mm-hmm.
And worship is not always on stage for me. I will go in my car.
Come on.
I'm like, oh, man.
I don't know what you was listening to when we pulled up today, but I was like,
listen, I've got playlists for different vibes. You know, yeah. When I want to work out and kind of lose sight of how tired I am, I have a church list called Buck.
Yeah.
Because seriously, you could be dog tired and let that one shout progression hit and you will forget how tired you are. Yeah.
You know, if you.
Oh, man. Yeah. Buck.
I love it.
Yeah.
So when you talk about tapping in, like, why is it important for people to have that space? Like, considering the climate and the atmosphere and people that they work with and politics and school and education and I like everything. Why is it so important to have a place that you can just tap into, slash tap in, slash escape, slash tap in? Like, why is that important?
Because there is so much of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be really easy to get lost in all of the stuff that's happening around us. And if we don't have a way to recenter, we'll get lost.
Yeah.
I know I can think about times where I felt myself, you know, getting lost. I'm like, it's time to recenter, kind of filter out, stop, rest, focus on the main thing, what is most important.
Yeah.
And for me, it's my source, and that is God himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of like the feeling like that you get when you tap into that space, when you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror, do you have like 20 frames, glasses frames that's just like you like, how do I feel today? Do I feel like bucking at somebody today? Like, do I feel like, because even on your Facebook profile, like you some
bedazzled. I love a good frame. I love a good shoe.
What they do for you?
I don't know. It's just fun.
Yeah?
It's fun. It's attitude. It's style. It's got a little pizzazz, a little personality. Because honestly, I think I'm a pretty boring person without some of these things. So that's my outlet. That's my jazz.
No one who knows you has ever said the word boring.
I'm a nerd and I'm boring.
She's like, I just want to go home and sit down.
Right. Listen, if you didn't see, I raised my hands because I could relate. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Just the sit down.
I just wanted that sit down energy.
Yeah.
I want that sit down ministry.
What is? I made it my own.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
What is being a part of a sorority, Greek Life? What has that done for you as far as like relationships and connections and teaching you about yourself? And what is that? What has that done for you?
Ooh, that it might be a little hard to put into words, but sisterhood is like a secret sauce, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to have that community and that connection for the times where life does get rough.
Yeah.
And you have people who you're connected to, that you relate to, who understand you, and sometimes you don't even have to speak and say what it is.
Yeah.
They just know because either they've been there, they know someone who's been there, you have that common ground, and you just find that comfortable place, that safe place where you can 100% be yourself.
Yeah.
And what I love, the principles of Delta Sigma Theta and the things that we stand on. And, you know, sometimes just going into a chapter meeting or being in the environment of my sisters, it just helps me recenter and refocus. That's another way that I find some balance in my life as well.
Yeah, I've been able to tap in. That's good. That's good. That's good. All right, we're getting ready to wrap up, but I got about 5 or 6 more questions for you.
Oh, no.
Speed round style.
I don't do speed round.
It's okay. You're ready. Are you ready? Here we go.
I like to write my answers down first and then read them back.
She's like, I take my notes and then I rewrite my notes.
I do. Yeah.
If you could sing background for anybody, who would you sing background for?
Oh, that's a good one. I think that would be Layla Hathaway.
Well, somebody in the distance said,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that was one of the most mesmerizing concerts I've ever been to, where you just kind of, I found myself just sitting there and looking at her like, don't go away. Please open your mouth and sing again.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Layla gets down.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
And I love that warm, sultry vibe in her voice. And I kind of have that, too.
Yeah.
When I wake up in the wintertime when it's cold, by 8 o'clock, I'm like, good morning. Like, is that a guy? No.
It's just me. It's D.
Yeah.
Yeah. D could be a guy, though. It was like
that's funny. Voice works up. Yep.
Yeah. What is your favorite 90s dance?
Ooh. Probably the Humpty Dance, just because when you have the dance and the song together, like, can you not do the hump? You cannot help yourself. You go.
That's good.
Yeah, you're going to do it.
That's good. What are you reading right now?
I am reading Start to Follow. Don't ask me the author's names because I don't know.
I'm horrible with authors.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Excellent. Even though you are one?
I am.
You
know
that author, though.
Yeah.
You
know you're
But Start to Follow.
What is it about?
It's about discipleship and just, you know, following Christ in a more intentional way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think you can ever be so familiar that you can't relearn and refocus.
You are I'm going to guess, are you an engineer?
I am.
Yes, engineer. Yes.
Well, my degree is in engineering. I don't know that I would say that
you have an engineering degree.
Engineering per se, but yes, I do have a background in engineering.
Why did you choose engineering?
Initially, partly because my dad was an engineer, but I definitely had an affinity for science and mathematics.
Okay.
And so when I started looking at degree programs at the University of Michigan, home of the Wolverines, thank you very much.
Shout out.
I love them. Yeah. I love that place. It's a beautiful thing. Just started looking at what some of those different disciplines entailed and felt connected to it. So I initially started where I thought, maybe I want to be a mechanical engineer. Mm-hmm. Maybe I want to be industrial engineer. Maybe I'll do both. Don't do that. Mm. That's not going to happen. But then I had an internship that was more mechanical engineering, and I said, yeah, this is not for me. Mm-mm. And then I also had an internship after that in industrial engineering and absolutely loved the combination of the technical and the business practice of it.
Yeah.
And process improvement, and it just sucked me in.
Wow.
Sucked me in. I will improve a process any chance I can.
Yeah. Improve a process.
Every chance I get. Oh, we can do this better.
Ooh.
What if we did this? Oh, we need this result?
Yeah.
Do this.
Last two questions.
Yeah.
If you could only wear one for the rest of your life, would it be a heel or a sneaker?
Oh, sneaker all day long.
All day long?
Yeah.
What's your favorite sneaker?
I have a particular affinity for the Jordan 1 low top.
We got some affirmation on the side. He said,
I see some up-tempos in the audience. I see you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
You know.
He said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I approve. When is this last question? Well, I have two more. When is the time that you felt the most loved?
So I like to be known, right? Like, it's the little things for me. And so most recently, it was, 2 days ago, my husband made dinner and he brought me my plate. That's nice. But it was the detail where he plated the meal, because he always tells me I'm a bougie foodie. And so, plating was important. So a little quesadilla was perfectly semi-simple.
He plated a quesadilla?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said, oh, yeah.
On paper plate, but it was fly. So you got like the half plate over here.
Yeah.
And there's like a scoop of guacamole here, a scoop of salsa right here, a scoop of corn salsa here. But then this was the kicker that did it for me. He had this cilantro ranch sour cream, and he put the little smear across the middle.
Ooh.
And I'm like, you see me. I love it. Oh, I love it. So little stuff, but yeah, that detail was everything.
Yeah, that's good. Last question, and I think it'll be on a good note, maybe possibly. What is something that you look out into the world and it breaks your heart, but it moves you to action?
Ooh, this is a good one. It breaks my heart when I see Christ misrepresented. And it's a deep hurt. because I love people so much and I love God, and I don't want people to be led astray when we misrepresent him. And so that's why I'm reading Start to Follow and, you know, recentering myself and refocusing, okay, where am I in my walk with Christ, and how am I making sure that I am daily, you know, observing a Sabbath and time with him and focusing on him and getting into what he really is and who he really is, and not getting caught up in traditions and practice and all the other stuff that sometimes we can get off track with.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I mean, I think about when I want to represent my family well. Like, I would hate to be out and embarrass my kids or my wife.
Absolutely.
And how much more so would I hate to misrepresent Christ and call somebody else to?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. My producer just rang me in my ear.
Okay. Beep, beep.
And said, please share your stories of your connection with We Tell Stories and how it helped you get connected in Oklahoma City.
Oh, definitely. I don't recall exactly who and how I got connected with Hetty, but it was around a time where I was doing freelance graphic design.
Okay.
And so I had the opportunity to design some of the digital collateral that Hetty was using to promote We Tell Stories. And of course, as a result, I'm like, well, if I'm doing this for this client, I want to see what this is all about. Mm. And what got me was the tagline. And it was healthy alternatives for weekend fun. Mm-hmm. Was that right? Did I get it right?
Yep.
And I remember that. And I'm like, yeah, I want that. Because, you know, I'm not a clubbing person. I never was. Yeah. I was, you know, I'm the rule follower, the church girl. Even when I went to college, I was not out here in these streets. That just wasn't my story.
Yeah.
But to have fun, I did want to do that.
Right.
So when there was a healthy alternative, like, oh, sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was attending when it was Java Dave's as a location.
Yeah.
I remember seeing Bernie at the store, at the door, doing the tickets.
Always.
And thinking, I want to be her friend. Even if she's not my friend, I just want to be her friend. She's cool.
Yeah.
And so now I get to be friends with Bernie.
Yeah.
And I think I met Sean through that. And it was just really, it's that place where we went and it was family. It was like sitting around your own living room, kicking it with familiar faces, unfamiliar faces, but familiar souls and spirits. And it just felt good.
Yeah.
I was with my people.
My people. That's good. Well, you're definitely with your people here tonight.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate you for spending time with us.
Thank you.
Fresh Kicks, Red Lips, Whole Vibe. Put your hands together for our friend D. Gaiman.
I appreciate it.